This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
عليكم رقيبة. أما بعد، فسبحان الذي قهر عباده بالموت، وسبحان الذي جعل الموت علينا حقا. الله سبحانه وتعالى made death a right upon every living soul. And no soul that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created shall live without taste the absolute certainty of death. Allah says in His book, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Indeed, every soul, every living soul that Allah created shall taste death. Even the best of creation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah said in the book, as we all know, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Even the angel of death, one day, will taste death. وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ وَيُرْسِلُ عَلَيْكُمْ حَفَظَ حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ تَوَفَّتْهُ رُسُلُنَا وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرِّطُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He is the only eternal soul. He is the only eternal being. He is the only eternal. هُوَ الْحَيُّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. Of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to keep that fact, the fact of death, alive in our conscience, in our mind. Not to hide it somehow. Not to think of it or to ignore it and then be surprised with it one day. Be shocked with it when it comes, because it is coming. And only a fool will do that. And of the teachings of Salawatu Rabbi wa Salamuhu alayhi is أكثروا من ذكر هادم اللذات. Increase of the mention of the destroyer of pleasures. Who is the destroyer of pleasures?
It's death.
In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ tells us that as we indulge in life, remember, أحبب من شئت فإنك مفارقه. Love whoever you will, you shall depart one day. Dwell in any house you like, you will leave one day. Invest in any wealth in this life you want, you will leave that behind one day. Grow any business you want, you will leave your investment one day. Remember that fact. He was asked, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day, أَيُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَفْضَلُ. Who is the best of the believers? He said, أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا. The best of them in manners. And then he was asked, فَأَيُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَكْيَسُ. Who is of the believers wiser or smarter? And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, answering that question, أَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلْمَوْتِ ذِكْرًا. The one who remembers death the most. وَأَحْسَنُهُمْ لِمَا بَعْدَهُ اسْتِعْدَادًا. And the one who is preparing himself or herself to what is after death the most. أُولَٰئِكَ الْأَكْيَاسِ. Those are the wise. Those are the smart. Those are the intelligent people. Remembering death and what is after death in our daily life. Remembering the moment of departure is part of taqwa. It's part of piety. When Ali radiallahu anhu was asked to define ma hiya taqwa, he said, Al-khawfu min al-jaleel. والعمل بالتنزيل والرضا بالقليل والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل. It is to fear Allah, Al-Jaleel, and to work and do, live by the tanzeel, by the revelation that Allah send, the Quran, and to be content to what Allah has sent our way. والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل. One element of taqwa is to be prepared for that day of departure. Is to be prepared for the moment of death. And the idea is not to live in depression or despair. The idea is not for the believer to be in a state of depression and to be in a state of not working and not caring about living and daily affairs. It's the exact opposite. Allah wanted us to be active, and the instructions of His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are so clear. For those who live in this dunya, to live in this dunya and to work, but to be mindful of their akhirah. Remembering death makes us more active, makes us more energized to increase our credit, to increase our deposits, not only what we work so diligently for, unfortunately, speaking for myself, in this dunya, but to remember our deposits for the akhirah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yatba'u al-mayyit thalath." There are three things that follow the dead person: maluhu wa ahluhu wa amalu. His wealth, his net worth, his family, and his deeds. فَيَرْجِعُ اثْنَانِ. Two of these three will go back. وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ يَرْجِعُ أَهْلُهُ. No matter how much they love you, brothers and sisters. No matter how much they care for you, brothers and sisters. We will be sleeping. We will be staying in the graveyard. And they will be going back home. يَرْجِعُ أَهْلُ. And the wealth and the business and the money and the house and the car, it will stay. It will stay in this dunya. Ali radiallahu anhu used to go to the graveyard and he used to have a conversation with the dead people. He will say, "Oh, people of the graves, your wives remarried, your houses are now settled with someone else, your businesses have been sold. This is our news. What is your news?" And they would say, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen." They can't answer. He said, if they could answer, they would say, تَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Prepare yourself with taqwa. This is what comes with you. The Prophet ﷺ reminded us, كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَابِرَ السَّبِيلِ. Be in this dunya as if you were a traveler through this dunya. عَابِرَ السَّبِيلِ, a wayfarer. Our investment should be in the abode of eternity and the akhirah. يَا مَنْ بِدُنْيَاهُ اشْتَغَلْ وَغَرَّهُ طُولُ الْأَجَلِ الْمَوْتُ يَأْتِي بَغْتَهُ وَالْقَبْرُ صُنْدُوقُ الْعَمَلِ. The deposit box of our deeds is none but our grave. And we need to remember that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ إِن مَتَّعْنَاهُمْ سِنِينَ ثُمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ. Allah says, even if they had enjoyment for years, those who disbelieve in Allah, those who ignore the path of Islam, the path of piety, the path of righteousness, and they indulge in this dunya, and they tell their peers, "Oh, how many lives are you going to live? Enjoy it while you're there." Allah says, even if they enjoyed years, decades, ثُمَّ جَاءَهُمْ, and then He will come, مَا كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ, that promise of death. هَلْ أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ. Would any of this enjoyment matter at that moment? Would any of those days count? If we ignore the commands of the Prophet ﷺ with reminding each other with that moment of death, with what comes after death, if we don't think about that fact and certainty as it is happening to us, we will join those who are in ghurur, the fools, al-ghafilun, those who are heedless. And that has very bad results and effects on what we do in this dunya. The ulama said, people who don't mention death or remember death, they delay their tawbah. They delay repentance. They feel that life is long. They feel that there is time ahead. If you ask someone, "Oh, brother or sister, isn't it enough? Why don't you start praying? Why don't you start doing this?" "Oh, yani, inshallah, when I get this age, maybe I will go to Hajj, and then inshallah we will start doing that." And then the year after, and then the year after, and then the next thing, you see them laying in front of you in the masjid, and you get the email with the death announcement. And you're called to pray on their janazah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنِ. Tawbah is not for those who do the wrong deeds. And then when death comes, they say, إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنِ. Oh, now I repent. وَلَا لِلَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارُ أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Allah does not accept tawbah at the moment of death. Fir'aun had tawbah at the moment of death. قَالَ آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى الْآنَ وَقَدْ عَصَيْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Too late. عَاجِلُوا سَارِعُوا. Allah says, who knows? Next Ramadan, next Hajj, next Umrah, next Friday, who knows? Who knows who's going to be here and who's not? One of the signs of ghafla, one of the signs of heedlessness, is not to have an actual will. In the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, as narrated in both al-Bukhari and Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا حَقُّ مْرِئٍ مُسْلِمٍ لَهُ شَيْءٌ يُوصِي بِهِ يَبِيتُ لَيْلَتَيْنِ إِلَّا وَوَصِيَّتُهُ مَكْتُوبَةٌ عِنْدَهِ. It is the right upon every Muslim person that has anything that he can have a will for, that he would sleep two nights unless that will is written, that will is ready. We have to prepare ourselves physically to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if that meeting with Allah is tomorrow. And in that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ahabba liqa' Allah, ahabba Allah liqa'. Wa man kariha Allah liqa' Allah, kariha Allah liqa'." Those who love and long to meet Allah, Allah loves and long to meet with them. And those who hate to meet Allah, Allah dislike and hates to meet them. And Aisha bint Abi Bakr radiallahu anha wa an abiha asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah, akrahiyatul maut? Is it this disliking of death? You're talking about death? Kulluna yakrahul maut. No one really likes to die." This is how honest and truthful to themselves the Sahaba were. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered her, "La ya Aisha, that's not what it means. Walakin al-mu'mina idha bushira bi rahmatillah wa ridwanihi wa jannatihi ahabba liqa Allah." But when the believer is being given the glad tiding with the mercy of Allah and the jannah of Allah and the reward of Allah, longs and loves and gets ready to that meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وأن الكافر إذا بشر بسخط الله وعذابه. And when the disbeliever being told about the wrath of Allah and the torment of Allah, كره لقاء الله, dislikes to meet Allah, فكره الله لقاءه, and Allah doesn't like to meet him either. Death is haqq. Death comes, brothers and sisters. وَالْكَيِّسُ مَنِ اتَّعَظَ بِغَيْرِهِ. The smart, the wise, is the one who takes the lesson and the advice from the other before it happens to him or her. When we see people suddenly lose their lives before our own eyes, when we lose dear members of our community that had a full life ahead of them, let it be known that it could be us one day, and it will be us one day. Let's prepare physically, spiritually, prepare our deposit boxes in Akhirah for the moment when we meet Allah. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين. Come closer inshallah and leave room for brothers in the back. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. What happens at the moment of death? What happens when that true promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes? It is coming with certainty. There is no doubt. We will be one of two people. We will meet one of two scenarios, and there is no third. And Allah describes two scenes in the Quran for what happens in that moment. The first one is a scene of tranquility and serenity. It's a scene that will make no one afraid of that moment. مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. It is going to meet Allah and the start of a journey of nobility and honor. And it starts with the dignitary coming down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala up. To take those who deserve to be honored by Allah. And we ask Allah to be of them. Who are they? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. It's very simple. Allah says, those are the ones. Say, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. They say the word and they live by it. They declare who they are. They say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And they live by it. And they are on the straight path. That's it. On the moment of death, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Allah says the malaika, the angels in plural, will descend upon them, reassuring them, welcoming them, putting them in a state of peace in a time where every person is in suffering, where every person is in pain. إِنَّ لِلْمَوْتِ سَكَرَاتِ, as the Prophet ﷺ said. Death has pain. Death has suffering. But in the middle of all of that, all of a sudden, a group comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angels of Allah, the angels of mercy come. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't be afraid. And don't be sad. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ, and be given the glad tiding, the news of Al-Jannah, immediately right at the moment of death. الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. And in the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ would say that the soul comes out just like a drop of water falling from a branch. So easy. And then the soul will go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, carried by these angels. And it will smell like musk and perfume throughout the heavens. And it will be welcomed by the angels through the heavens. That's one scene. And that's one scenario. The other scenario, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ لَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ, when you see the wrongdoers, الظالمون, فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ, in the pain and the suffering of death. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِطُوا أَيْدِيَا, there are angels, all right, in that second scenario as well. But they are basitu aydiyahum. They are beating them. The torment starts at the moment of death. Wal'iyadhu billah. Bastul yad cannot be translated as stretching your hand, as you will see in some mistranslations. If you know what Bastul Yad is, read the story of Qabil and Habil. مَا أَنَا بَاسِطٌ يَدَيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ. Bastul Yad is an act of aggression. That's how they're being met by the angel. بَاسِطُوا أَيْدِيَهُمْ أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. We will not even help you get your souls out. Get your souls out yourselves if you can. They will be torment, the act of the soul leaving the body is a major suffering, wal'iyadhu billah. And then what happens after that? Al-yawma tujzawna adhab al-hun. After you leave your body, al-yawma tujzawna adhab al-hun bima kuntum taquluna ala Allahi ghayra al-haq. Wa kuntum an ayatihi tastakbirun. Today, your punishment starts. Which scenario do we want? Which moment of death should we choose? The choice we make today. The choice is ours. We make that choice every day, brothers and sisters. At every moment of death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and I will leave you with that, that every dying person will have reflections that we cannot hear, they cannot convey to us, but Allah could. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did in the Quran. Allah tells us the thoughts and the reflections of dying people. Tells us what they think and what they wish for. Allah says in Surah Al-Munafiqun, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَى أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقْ وَأَكُنْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah says, spend from what we have given you before that moment of death comes. And that dying person says, رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَى أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. Oh Allah, give me just one chance. Give me just a little bit of time. What are you going to do? Close the bank account, open another, close that business, make sure you make that transaction? No. فَأَصَّدَّقْ. I won't spend more money. فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. That's all they want to do. وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And be of the righteous. Everyone wants to have a little bit more time. حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال رب ارجعون. Oh Allah, take me back. لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت. So I can just do one more good deed. كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها. وَمِن وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Allah says, no. The moment has come and the word came. There is no going back. There is no other day. There is not one hour more. وَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ. You can't even pray two rak'ahs. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith passed by a grave. And he said, who is in this grave? And they told him so and so. And he said, rak'atani ahabbu ila hadha min baqiyati dunyakum. He wishes, he just longing to two rak'ahs better than all what you have in this dunya. That all he wants to do. We are here and we are alive today. And we have time. And Allah trusted us with wealth, with time, with family, with health, with talent, with knowledge, with whatever Allah has given each and every one of us. What do we do with it? What do we deposit? How do we act upon doing that? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this final hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, إن مما يلحق المؤمن, what follows the believer, he's the follow-up, if you will, on the first hadith. When your family go back home. When your wealth stays here and gets divided. When everybody sleeps in their bed with tears in their eyes. And we are in that grave. Here's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, here's what stays with us. إِنَّ مِمَّا يَلْحَقُ الْمُؤْمِنَ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ وَحَسَنَاتِهِ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ عِلْمًا عَلَّمَهُ وَنَشَرَهُ. The knowledge that they teach and they spread. وَوَلَدًا صَالِحًا تَرَكَهُ. And the righteous children that they leave behind. وَمُصْحَفًا وَرَّثَهُ. The Qur'an, the knowledge of Qur'an that they leave behind. أَوْ مَسْجِدًا بَنَاهُ. Or the masjid that they build. أَوْ بَيْتًا لِبْنِ السَّبِيلِ بَنَاهُ. Or a wayfarer, a house for the wayfarer that they build. Social service is what it is. Services that they leave behind for people. أو نهراً أجراه. River, water that they provide for people. أو صدقة, or charity. The sadaqa stays the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَخْرَجَهَا مِنْ مَالِهِ, that he spent out of his wealth, فِي صِحَّتِهِ وَحَيَاتِهِ, when he was healthy and when he was wealthy. تَلْحَقُهُ مِنْ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ, that will follow him or her after the death. Let's deposit for what will we keep after death. Let's remember death, because if we forget death, let it be known to us, death does not forget us. If we don't have appointment with death, the angel of death has an appointment with us. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات, المسلمين والمسلمات, الأحياء منهم والأموات, الأحياء منهم والأموات, الأحياء منهم والأموات, إنك يا مولانا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم ارحم حاضرنا وغائبنا, حينا وميتنا, شاهدنا وغائبنا يا رب العالمين, صغيرنا وكبيرنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا, وما أعلنا وما أسررنا. اللهم اغفر لنا خطايانا كلها, دقها وجلها, صغيرها وكبيرها, ما علمنا منها وما لم نعلم, وما أنت به أعلم يا رب العالمين. اللهم رب السماوات والأرض, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك ولك الحمد, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك رب السماوات ورب العرش العظيم, لا إله إلا أنت, عل شأنك جل شأنك يا رب العالمين. نسألك بكل اسم عظيم هو لك, سميت به نفسك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك, أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء همومنا وأحزاننا. اللهم علمنا منه ما جهلنا, اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا, اللهم ارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وأطراف النهار. اللهم وصلي وسلم وبارك على عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة تامة كاملة يا رب العالمين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه إلى ذلك, ومن أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين شرا فاجعل كيده في نحره يا رب العالمين. اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين فإنهم لا يعجزونك يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل كيدهم في نحورهم. اللهم اجعل لأهلنا المظلومين فرجا ونصرا يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر الضعفاء يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر أهلنا المستضعفين يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر أهلنا المستضعفين يا رب العالمين. اللهم كن لهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم احقن دماءهم, اللهم احفظ أعراضهم, اللهم آمنهم في أوطانهم, اللهم اكشف عنهم البلاء, اللهم قاتل الظلمة والمجرمين. يا جبار يا قهار, يا جبار يا قهار. اللهم عليك بالظلمة المجرمين. اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم أرح البلاد والعباد منهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا ذا الفضل والمنة يا رب العالمين, كن لأهلنا سندا وعونا يا أرحم الراحمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بك. عباد الله, إن الله قد أمرنا بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه, فقال تعالى ولم يزل قائلا عليما, تنبيها لنا وتعليما, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. أقم الصلاة.